On Mondays, we read from your emails. Our show last week on the history of the National Geographic Society inspired many of you to write with personal recollections about the organization and its magazine. While many people here in the U.S. read the magazine to explore exotic locales without ever leaving the couch, Keith Jensen was surprised to find people learn about this country the same way. I was in Sumatra in 1978, he wrote, and met a gentleman that was familiar with my home state, Oregon. When I quizzed him, he stated that he was an armchair traveler. He read the National Geographic and was familiar with the world. Gerardo Brown Manrique of Miami, Florida, wrote, "My maternal grandfather, an eminent veterinary doctor in Mexico, was one of the earliest subscribers to the National Geographic from Mexico. When he died in 1962, my grandmother did not renew, but was given a complimentary renewal for the next 10 years. David Wright of San Antonio, Texas, recalled that his father was a longtime member. "I still have the piece of the balloon that my dad and each member of the society received after the trip to the stratosphere sometime in the 1930s. I remember being thrilled when I was a boy to see the photograph that showed the curvature of the earth. Was that a stimulus to my young imagination?" And for those of you headed back home after the holiday or headed to the mall looking for deals or to return that reindeer sweater from your aunt, we offer these tips submitted from listeners during our program last week on holiday travel. From Vivian Robson of Portsmouth, Ohio, "Drive directly to the spaces on the outer Siberian edge of the parking lot where no one else ventures, then walk to the store. Works every time, no waiting." Kevin O'Brien of Memphis, Tennessee, tries to make the parking lot shuffle a little easier. "When I leave a store to go to my car in a crowded parking lot," he writes, "I hold my keys above my head to indicate to others that I am indeed leaving and that they can follow me to my parking space if they wish." And this note may be too late for those of you on your way to the airport, but Bob Lawson of Lakeside, Arizona, writes, "As a frequent flyer, I always print my boarding pass before heading to the airport. Even with some of the benefits of being a frequent flyer, I am prudent of the two-hour rule. With the boarding pass printed and arriving 2 hours early, it can still get close, getting from the parking lot through security and onto the gate." And finally, three tips from Mario Hybe of Salt Lake City. "Wheeled luggage is a must. The wheel was invented thousands of years ago and still works as well as it did then. Do not bring carry-ons. If you have to run to your gate, you'll be lighter and faster. And lastly, relax. There will be delays and other problems you have no control over. Just roll with the punches." You can send your comments, corrections, and questions to TOTN at npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.